A melody of love for the homeland is how these young Palestinians say they're protesting against the arrest of their friend, Athal Al-Azzi. Israeli soldiers detained the 14-year-old in mid-April. He was charged with throwing stones at the army near Bethlehem in the occupied West Bank. But his father denies the charges.
Big soldiers, army, I am scared, so he is scared.
The family only saw Athal a couple of times from a distance in the court.
He was not able to make the eye contact in case he will cry. And you know, in our community to cry, it's a weakness point, though crying is a strength point. And so this is the feeling. We have been suffering lack of sleep, as he is lacking of sleep. When we eat, we start thinking, we don't know if Athal is eating.
Soon after the protest, Athal was released on bail. He's breaking the Ramadan fast with his family and says the soldiers beat him up.
I was shaking out of fear. The interrogators asked if I was cold. I said no. They asked if I was scared. They said I was a strong person a while ago. What changed? They wanted me to confess to doing something I didn't do.
Athal's release follows a plea deal. Lawyers say it's often the only way to get young Palestinians out of jail as fast as possible. Without a plea deal, court proceedings could be lengthy, as it's often hard to prove innocence in military courts. This is why 99% of cases end in convictions.
There are two legal systems in occupied West Bank. Palestinians are tried in military courts, while Israeli settlers stand in civil courts. In 2009, Israel established juvenile military courts, just like this one behind us. But lawyers say it's done very little to protect the rights of children.
The Israeli army has told Al Jazeera all the rights of underage defendants are protected throughout the arrest, investigation, prosecution, and sentencing. But human rights organizations disagree. Children as young as 12 can be convicted in Israeli courts.
The arrest takes place at night without the presence of parents or legal counsel. The interrogation is done in a volatile environment that doesn't allow children to be safe. After the confession, the child is taken to a military court to extend their arrest without a lawyer.
Athal says he's eager to get back to his violin classes and Palestinian folk dancing. He wants to escape reality, even if it's for a short while. But he knows he'll never escape that experience. Nida Ibrahim, Al Jazeera, Occupied West Bank.